This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hostage negotiations.
One constant has been prioritizing civilians.
Talking with China.
I welcome the positive steps we've taken today.
Turkey, trimmings, and inflation.
Definitely more conscious about what we purchase.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. High-stakes talks in the Middle East about the hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has the latest information.
In this latest proposal, Israel would agree to a 3 to 5 day ceasefire. During that time, aid would be allowed into Gaza and a group of the youngest hostages and women would be released. Two officials with knowledge tell CBS News. Children are being prioritized as part of the first wave of a potential hostage release. In addition, one of the officials said that an unspecified number of Palestinian women and children currently held in Israeli prisons also potentially would be swapped.
Residents say Israeli forces dropped leaflets warning Palestinians to flee parts of southern Gaza, signaling a possible expansion of their offensive to areas where hundreds of thousands have relocated. Israeli soldiers are searching the Al-Shifa hospital after raiding it yesterday. Correspondent Rami Innocencio has more behind the scenes in Gaza.
We met Captain D, an Israeli-American drone pilot. He's flown hundreds of missions to survey and strike Gaza.
When we see someone firing a rocket and then running into a hospital, we now know that that hospital is involved in terrorist organization.
How do you differentiate between civilians and militants?
It's not easy.
Hamas militants are launching attacks from and hiding hostages in one of the most densely populated places in the world.
Have you had to abort a strike?
Yes, many times. If I had a dollar, for every time I heard we have children coming in, I'd be a very wealthy man.
Still, he admits mistakes are made.
But sometimes we do mess up. Sometimes there are people who we don't mean to hit who are there. And I was asked before, how do you feel? I feel tricked.
Here at home, protesters demanding a ceasefire in the war were confronted by police outside the D.C. headquarters of the Democratic National Committee. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Pro-Palestinian protesters blocked the entrance of the Democratic National Committee as officers tried pulling them away from the door. Several members of Congress were inside at the time. CBS News has learned that included the top three Democratic leaders in the House. California Congressman Brad Sherman was also there.
We were told we were in lockdown and would not be allowed to leave.
The lawmakers were evacuated as the violence escalated blocks from the Capitol, where House office buildings also went into lockdown.
People getting thrown down the stairs.
I was shocked by seeing police officers throw protesters over the railing, over stairs, by macing them and pepper spraying them.
According to U.S. Capitol Police, six officers suffered minor injuries from being pepper sprayed, punched, and shoved.
What could be the beginning of a thaw in relations between the United States and China? CBS's Weijia Jiang reports on the takeaway after President Biden's meeting with China's President Xi.
We're back to direct, open, clear, direct communication. situation.
President Biden came out of the summit announcing that the two countries agreed to crack down on the illegal production of fentanyl by targeting the Chinese companies that supply and export the ingredients used to make the opioid. And both agreed to restore key military communications after China went dark when then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan.
Miscalculations on either side can cause real trouble with a country like China.
Last night, the Senate overwhelmingly approved a temporary spending package already passed by the House to keep the government running and head off an end-of-the-week shutdown. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
I hope the new speaker continues to choose the bipartisan approach as he commendably has in his first foray.
Speaker Mike Johnson relied on Democratic support to get the bill through. President Biden is expected to sign it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The mother of a 6-year-old Virginia boy who shot his teacher in class in January has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for using marijuana while owning a gun, the weapon that was used in the shooting. Attorney Jean Rossi represents 26-year-old Deja Taylor.
She is incredibly remorseful. She is filled with guilt. And at no time did she intend or foresee the consequences of what she did.
Today's the day Starbucks gives out reusable holiday red cups, and unionized workers at more than 200 of the chain stores plan to walk off the job. The main gripe is understaffing, especially on these kinds of promotion days. Thanksgiving's in a week. CBS's Jolene Kent is out with shoppers who are looking to whip up a holiday meal without breaking the bank.
While turkey prices sank 16% since last year, many other Thanksgiving staples are more expensive again this year. Canned cranberries will cost 60% more. Canned pumpkin prices have spiked 30%, and russet potatoes are up 14%.
It's super expensive. I'm sharing the cost with some of my siblings.
Walmart is now promising to remove inflation by cutting prices on holiday favorites. Aldi slashed prices on more than 70 of the most popular Turkey Day items. Aldi's U.S. CEO, Jason Hart.
Consumers are under pressure, so we'll keep these prices at least through the end of the year.
Are you basically taking a hit on prices because you think you're going to win over customers for the long run here?
That's absolutely the case.
Do you think you'll be able to stay on budget this year?
I think so. Doing my best.
Jolene Kent, CBS News, Orland Park, Illinois.
A new analysis finds 40% of retailers will not offer free returns during the holiday season. Neil Saunders is managing director of Global Data Retail.
By putting in place fees, retailers cover some of those costs, but they also say to the consumer, look, be careful with what you buy, because if you need to return it, you're going to have to bear some of the cost of doing that.
Facebook's parent company Meta is pushing for laws that would make app stores force parents to approve app downloads for kids, shifting responsibility to companies like Google and Apple. Meta is facing lawsuits claiming social media companies try to addict kids. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Facebook executives appear to be saying that they can only do so much to protect children, and it needs to fall on parents to decide whether or not to expose their children to a social network like Facebook or Instagram in the first place.
YouTube says it's rolling out new artificial intelligence protections that include labeling requirements on videos.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A legal battle that made news with a big star at the center of it is now the subject of a musical.
Gwyneth Goes Skiing is set to debut in London next month.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
The musical is based on the court trial between actress Gwyneth Paltrow and an optometrist who crashed into her on a ski trip in Utah in 2016. The 2-week trial went viral, and you can expect some songs based on some of its more cringy moments.
I was yelling at him.
Pretty loud.
Pretty forceful.
I was pretty upset.
Right? You're small but mighty.
The new show runs for 10 days in London, and audience members will participate as the jury, which ultimately ruled in Paltrow's favor. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The Motion Picture Academy says Jimmy Kimmel will host the Oscars ceremony next March for the second straight year and fourth time overall. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.